shows at WTKIRadio.com.
If we have any issues with our winter remix, it's going to be overnight into tomorrow, and it's going to warm up pretty quick. But if we're going to have anything, it'll be tomorrow morning. But you're going to see some sleet and snow mix today and later on in the day. Ted Goulas with the Goulas Group joins us. Ted, how are you?
Good morning. Good to hear from you.
We're going to start this little Monday morning feature, and for those of you who missed it, Ted was with us before the end of the year, and we were kind of helping people kind of, reset the brain for getting organized and going for the new year. What we're going to focus on today, Ted, is some sales weaknesses. What do you have, a list of five hidden
weaknesses? That's right. I have a list of five common hidden sales weaknesses that actually neutralize people's selling strengths and skills. These five are the most common, but not the complete list of sales weaknesses. But if you don't mind, I can give you the list right quick, and you can ask me about any of them that you might have a question about or you may have seen from a salesperson now or then.
All right.
The first one is called non-supportive buy cycle, and it's a 100% mirror image correlation between how a salesperson makes a purchase and a behavior they'll tolerate from a prospect. So the way they buy affects the way they sell. The next one's called need for approval. And these salespeople need to be liked by the prospect more than they need to get the business, so they're unable to ask tough questions for fear of upsetting a prospect. The third one is unable to talk about money. And there's really three variations of this type of money weakness. It's a low money tolerance, no incentive to make money, and then they can't talk about money, so they can't even help you find or create a budget. The fourth one is self-limiting beliefs. It's all about your subconscious. You have to get rid of things that it's saying to you before you go on a sales call. Things like it's okay for my prospect to shop around, or I should have the best price, or I don't like making cold calls. And the last one is inability to control emotions. This is where a salesperson gets emotionally involved, and they just can't seem to stay on track. They're not very good at active listening, and they get emotionally involved. They get excited, concerned, worried, and overenthusiastic. So they're not really hearing what's happening. So have you seen any of those in any salespeople you've worked with, Fred?
Yeah, all of them. Hey, the one that's most intriguing to me, and we'll give you a chance to tell people how to get in touch, is the one about how we buy is kind of an indication as to how we want to be kind of like the people we're selling. Hey, tell folks how to get in touch.
They can go to our website at GoulasGroup.com, and we've got several articles, and they can email me at results@GoulasGroup.com. And we can send them some information directly on this area.
Thanks, Ted.
Appreciate it.
Call, then email Fred at WTKIRadio.com.